So we're going to look at a little part from the Bible book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which is actually features word for word in an old folk rock song from the 1960s, Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds. And so I'm going to have a go at singing it for you. Maybe you've heard it before. Perhaps as I start playing it, you'll recognize it. Here we go. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. It talks about time, and God has made everything beautiful in its time, it even says a little bit later on in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. That song is just word for word out of Ecclesiastes 3. We know what it is to live in time. Of course we do. We know what it is to look forward to things coming into the future. What are you looking forward to? We know what it is to plan for things and have a goal you're working towards. What are you working towards? We know what it is to look back on fond memories. And even songs often are quite powerful, aren't they, at reminding us of memories of things in the past. You know, we know what it is. We know, just like having a routine. You know, that's part of, you know, the pattern, the ebbs and flows of life, you know, special occasions. We know what it is to live in time. And God has made everything beautiful in its time, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 says. He set eternity in the hearts of people. There's nothing better to do than to be happy and to do good while you live, to eat and to drink and find satisfaction in your toil. This is a gift from God. Time has a beauty to it. But it's not all good, is it? In fact, that little passage I just read, it's interesting. It says what a burden God has laid on people. He's made everything beautiful in its time. He's set eternity in our hearts, but we can't fathom what God is doing from beginning to end. It's a burden. That there's a grim tick-tock that you could read in this passage from the Bible. You know, the birds in that folk song make it quite a optimistic song, but there's a time to die, the passage says, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to tear down, a time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to scatter stones, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to be silent, a time to hate, a time for war. You know, time isn't only a nice, rhythmic, cyclical, seasonal thing. It's a tyranny. Here's another old song, this time from the 1970s by Pink Floyd, called Time. I don't know if you know this one or not, but let's see if I can get it in the right key. I'll give it a go. Run. And you run and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking. You're racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older. Shorter of breath and one day closer to death. Every year is getting shorter. Never seemed to find the time. Plans that either come to naught or half a page of scribbled lines, hanging on in quiet desperation, is the English way. The time is gone, the song is over. I thought I had something more to say. It's depressing, isn't it? There is a tyranny to time. There's a tick tock. Tick tock. Time to be born, time to die. Time to be healthy, and time to be sick. this weird Bible book of Ecclesiastes can even say that it's a wise person who goes to the funeral because it gives them a reality of the tyranny of time and the where it's going. It leads us in the end to the grave, where our fate is the same as everybody's, is the same as the animals. We all just die. But the wise man's not in the party. The wise man or woman is at the funeral. This means that some of us, I think, we resent time, you know, and it might be as simple as just feeling bored or impatient. Boredom says, if only I had something to entertain me every moment, everything would be okay. Impatience says, if only I had, if I had it now, if only it was now, if only everything was now, you know, it'd be okay. But there are other forms of wishing we could escape time. There's nostalgia. Oh, I wish things could stay the way they always were. You know, a kind of denial or despair that says, oh, I've lost things. I wish I hadn't lost them. Just never letting go, never grieving properly. There's a denial that pretends everything is always good all the time. You know, everything's always fabulous. Everything's awesome. everything is awesome. I'm not going to sing that one. But actually some philosophies of life even try and come up with a solution to say, here is the good life. And once you get the good life, just live that life every day, every week, every month, every year, and it will be okay. It's kind of a timeless perfect. Religious people, Christians have this too, a Christian version that the spiritual, zealous, passionate, real Christian knows the right Christian life. The right package of prayer and Bible and church and conference and mission, and you just live that one life every day, every month, every year. You know, it's kind of ignoring the fact that we live in time. You know what? This passage does teach us this. The wisdom in this passage, captured in that song by the birds, does teach us that we need to learn how to live in time. We need to learn how to realize that God has made us in time. And that there is a time for different things, and that everything is beautiful in its time. And we need to ask that question, not just what's good, not just who am I and what's good, but to ask, what time is it? What's the beautiful thing to do now? Is it a time to sleep? Is it a time to study? Is it a time to pray? Is it a time to be bored? Is it a time to be sad? Is it a time to be anxious, or a time to ask for help? Or is it a time to celebrate? Is it time to save up? Or is it time to spend? You know, is it a time to plod on sensibly? Or is it time to let loose? You know, is it a time to keep the peace? Or is it a time to have an important, loving confrontation? Do you know what I mean? There's times, there's seasons for everything, every purpose. And a wise person understands how to live beautifully and seeks to understand how to live beautifully in time. I mean, but we can't fathom it all. We can't join it all together. That's God's wisdom. And yet we seek to, as best we can, to understand the times that we are in. But more than that still, reading this as a Christian, reading this from the point of view of Jesus' death and his resurrection, man, I can't help but read God has made everything beautiful in its time and think about that horrible moment. There was a time for Jesus to become a human. Tick. And to perform miracles, talk. And to teach wonderful things, tick. And to go to Jerusalem that last time, talk. And to be crucified, betrayed, arrested, tried, crucified, tick. To die on that cross, talk. Horrible thing, tragedy, awful. The Son of God, the beautiful Son of God, the good one, the innocent one, the kind one, dying, betrayed, tortured, killed. How terrible. And yet God has made everything beautiful in its time. Who could fathom? Who could fathom what eternity had planned, that on that rugged cross, God was doing something really beautiful? He was rescuing the world. He was giving up himself in his Son for the salvation of the world, to buy us free. Wow. And that most horrible of times, that most darkest of days, is beautiful. And so that now I live, as I'm living through time, grieving and remembering and planning and being bored and looking forward to things, feasting, as I'm living in time, time is now no longer just a timeless dot. And it's no longer just a cyclical circle, the same, the same, the same. Time is not just a flat line, a flat arrow, or a downward arrow. You know, just get older, get sicker, and you're dead. But time is actually something that goes up, an arrow that goes forward and up, because I look forward to the future time when Jesus returns and makes everything new. And in that time, there'll be a tick-tock, a joyous tick-tock, a comforting, feasting, resting, loving, adventuring, worshipping time of the new world that Jesus will make. And so that my life in this world is lived under the sun of that future, you know, looking ahead to that future. And so as I am born or die or plant or uproot or kill or heal, or as I go through the tick-tock of time, and there's much that I don't understand, and there's much that is mysterious to me still, I know where it's all going. Isn't that awesome?